Welcome back to Shnai Mikra, the OU podcast series on Parshat HaShavua. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's share, we continue our study of Parshat Matot with Shlishi, the third Aliyah. Aliyah begins as the 12,000 soldiers completed their mission, taking vengeance against Midian. They come back with many spoils of war, and Moshe and Eleazar and the leaders of the tribes are going to go out to meet them outside the camp. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayitzu Moshe ve'Elazar ha-Kohen v'chol nisiyei ha'idah likratam. Moshe and Elazar and the leaders of the congregation go out to meet them. El michutz la'machaneh, outside the camp. The question comes up, why did they meet them outside the camp? Why can't they come inside the camp? We're going to see that because they've killed so many people and they have all these spoils of war that need to be cleansed, and there may also be worries about if they bring all these spoils, there might be looting by other members of Israel who did not go to war. The leaders of the tribes decide to go out to meet the soldiers outside the camp before they enter the camp. However, when Moshe sees them, he gets very angry, as we read now in Pasuk Yudalad. Vayiksof Moshe al pkudei chayil. Moshe became angry at the leaders of the army. Sarei ha'alafim v'sarei ha'meot habayim mitzvah ha'machama. The battalion commanders and the company commanders, in other words, the officers in charge of 1,000 soldiers and 100 soldiers, habayim mitzvah ha'machama, those who are returning from the battle, Moshe was angered at what they brought home. Why? Vayomer lehem Moshe, achitem kol nekeva? Moshe asked them, did you leave the women alive? It's a rhetorical question. Obviously, he saw that they did. He wants to know why. Hein heina hayu livnei Yisrael bidvar Bilam. It is these women who caused Bnei Yisrael to sin with the advice of Bilam. Here we finally find a explicit proof that it was Bilam's idea to send the women to Israel to sin. In order that the men of Israel leave God and follow the God of Baal Peor, and that these were the women who caused Bnei Yisrael to sin, and because of these women, God brought this plague against the people. What do you gain by bringing the women again? Again, the people of Israel will sin with them, and we'll have the same problem again. And therefore, Moshe tells them, and now, as he commanded them early, all the males were supposed to be killed. So therefore, any male that you brought back has to be put to death, and any women of a marriageable age have to be put to death as well. Young women, not old enough to be married, who were not involved in that sin, they you can leave alive and take them later as maidservants. Pasuk Yotet, Vatem, chanu michutz l'machaneh shivat yamim, you remain outside the camp for 7 days. Who has to remain outside? Kol horeg nefesh, v'chol nogea b'chalal. Anyone who was in contact with a dead body or someone who killed a person, they became what's called tumat met. They contracted spiritual uncleanliness, which we're going to refer to from now as tumat met. Someone who contracted that tumah in order to become tahor, in order to purify himself, has to perform the ritual of being sprinkled upon by the mechatat from the ashes of the paraduma on day 3 and day 7, as was explained in Parshat Parah, in the beginning of Parshat Chukat. Therefore, titchatu b'yom ha-shlishi u'v'yom ha-shvi'i atem u'shvichem. You have to be sprinkled upon by the water of the Mechatat on the day 3 and on day 7, you together with your captives. That has to do with cleansing the people. How about the garments that they were wearing, or the vessels that they brought back with the spoils? V'chol beged, v'chol kli or, v'chol maseh izim, v'chol kli etz titchatu. Not only does this mechatat have to be sprinkled upon the soldiers, but also it has to be sprinkled upon all the garments and all the leather vessels and anything which is made from goatskin and anything made out of wood. Everything needs to be purified. Now that Moshe had made his general command, Eleazar takes over and gives more specific instructions to the soldiers in regard to how to cleanse themselves from the spoils that they brought back from battle. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer Eleazar Kohen el Anshei HaTzava Habayim LeMelchama. Zot chukat haTorah asher tziva Adonai et Moshe. Eleazar now commands the men of the army, the ones who returned from battle. This is a statute of the Torah that God commanded Moshe, as we saw back in Parshat Parah. He doesn't explain all the details here in Chumash. Most likely he gave a much more detailed explanation to the people. Chumash gives a very short version referencing the laws that were already explained in Parshat Parah in the beginning of Parshat Chukat. Ach et hazahav, Bet HaKasef, Bet HaNechoshet, Bet HaBarzel, Ve'et HaUfaret. Moshe had already given instructions in regard to the garments, how they had to be cleansed. Now, Elazar gives instructions how to deal with the metal. Because metal can be put under fire. In halacha, we refer to this as libun, making something hot that cleanses out any impurities. Because metal can sustain the heat, anything made out of metal that they bring back requires libun. So Elazar tells him, even the gold and the silver, the copper, the iron, and the tin, and the lead, kol davar asher yavo be'esh, taviro be'esh, v'taher, anything that can sustain fire, it shall pass through fire and become tahor, or become clean. Ach b'mei nida yitchata, but it also must be purified with the mei nida, as we saw before with the sprinkling of the mechatat. V'chol asher lo yavo be'esh, taviro b'mayim. Any object which cannot be put in fire, if you put it in fire, it would burn and hence go to waste. We don't do libun, we don't put that in fire. Instead, we clean it with water. Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'chivastem bigdechem b'yom hashvi utartem. Then at the end of the 7 days of Tahara, you must wash your clothes, and then you become tahor. V'achar tavo el ha-machaneh, then you can return to the machaneh, even to the machaneh of Shechina, as Rashi points out, to be able to come back and enter the Mishkan. But a Tamei Meit is allowed even in Machaneh Leviyah or Machaneh Yisrael that they were allowed to be in even before they were purified. That concludes Shlishi. In tomorrow's Aliyah, we continue the story of what they did with the spoils of battle.